Have you ever thought about what it would be like to live in a world without communication? A world where you cannot express your thoughts, feelings, or desires? Just ponder that for a moment. Language, in its many beautiful and diverse forms, is a key tool for communication. It's the bridge that connects us to others, allowing us to share our experiences and emotions, to convey our ideas, and to work together to solve the complex problems that life throws our way. Language is so much more than just a collection of words and phrases. It's a powerful tool that shapes our world and our understanding of it. As philosopher Ludwig Wittgenstein once said, "The limits of my language mean the limits of my world." So imagine how limited our world would be without the power of language. Without language, we are like a ship without a rudder, lost in the vast sea of life. Even in the Bible, one of the oldest texts known to mankind, the importance of communication is underscored. Let's take a stroll through the pages and see how this theme pops up. You might remember the story of the Tower of Babel. In this tale, language is not just a tool, but a force that has the capacity to unite or divide people. When humanity, speaking one language, attempts to build a tower reaching the heavens, God confuses their language, causing them to scatter across the earth. Here, the power of language and communication is in full display. Moreover, the book of Proverbs, known for its wisdom, offers a beautiful metaphor in chapter 25, verse 11. It says, "A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver." This highlights the value of well-chosen words, well-delivered messages, and the impact they can have. Thus, it is clear that the Bible, like philosophers, recognizes the power and importance of communication. So, how do we harness the power of language and communication? Good question. It starts with active listening. This isn't just about hearing words. It's about tuning into the emotions, the undertones, the unspoken. Empathy is our next tool. By recognizing and validating the feelings of others, we create a safe space for dialogue. Then there's clarity, as in, say what you mean what you say, and avoid the unnecessary fluff. Respect, too, is pivotal. Honor the other person's viewpoint, even if you disagree. Remember, it's about understanding, not winning. Turning to psychology, we find the Johari Window model. It proposes that self-awareness, openness, and feedback are crucial in communication. By understanding ourselves and others, and by being open to change, we foster better connections. In summary, communication is not just about speaking. It's about being heard, understood, and connecting with others. It's a survival skill, an art, and a testament to the power of human connection.